Who has influenced you as an artist?
It was my dad, basically. He used to take me to the studio with him. He used to do music. He used to take me to the studio with him, and that kind of just rubbed off on me.
Alright, cool. When did you decide to start using the vocoder on your tracks?
Not too long ago. It was just something that I was trying to basically make my voice an instrument for all the songs I was doing, because I couldn't really play the notes I was trying to sing, but, you know, when I put the effect on it, it kind of made my voice another instrument.
Alright. Was your sound influenced by Roger Troutman?
No, not really. It was just something that I was just trying to do. I was looking for that effect for a long time, and once I finally found it, I kind of went crazy with it.
How did you feel when you were discovered by a man whose song you was covering in the first place?
It was crazy. I didn't think it was real until he, you know what I'm saying, until he actually signed me, so that was kind of weird to me.
Alright, cool. When will the Nappy Heads double CD be dropping?
It'll be pretty soon. It's still in the works right now, so can't really get a date on it.
Alright, and you're still in contact with them every day, like?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Alright. Who else is signed to Convict Jive Records, apart from yourself?
Say it again?
Who else is signed to your record label, the one that you're on right now?
I got two new artists, Jay Lyric and Tay Dism.
Yeah.
My new artists, I got them on the road with me right now, doing shows with me, so that should be coming up pretty soon too.
Alright. Was it your goal to become a singer rather than a rapper in the long run?
Say it again?
Was it your goal to become a singer rather than a rapper?
Really, it's just something that happened. It wasn't really a goal. It just, you know, just happened, basically.
Alright. What artists do you think are hot right now in the game?
Chris Brown, definitely. And Neo.
Yeah.
They're like the best right now to me.
Alright. Have you got any plans to do a collaboration with Young Cash?
Young Cash?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. We already got collaborations. It's going down already, so. We've been doing collaborations before I got signed. Me and him got signed at the same time.
Alright.
So we was already, like, friends way before these record deals.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
I was doing tracks for him before I even thought about getting signed.
Yeah, cool. Alright. Your album has a lot of, like, Latin tone tracks. Where does that inspiration come from?
Say it again, I can't really hear you.
Your album has a lot of, like, Latin tone tracks. Where does that inspiration come from?
That's just from me, you know what I'm saying? It's all me. That's what came out of me. Like, at that instant, that's how I was feeling at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of stuff, but it's all me.
Alright. Do you have a favorite unofficial remix of the I'm Sprung song?
Yeah, it's one that came out of Miami. A girl named Danger did it.
Alright.
That was my favorite.
Alright, cool. Were you surprised on how fast the robbery from the Nappy Heads took off?
Yeah, that was great. That was real good. I felt like I had a deal without even having one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay, cool. How did you hook up with Mike Jones for I'm In Love With A Stripper?
We was always trying to get on the song together, so, like, once I came up with that song, and that was his favorite song in the album, so that's the one he picked.
Alright. People want to know if you're really in love with a stripper.
No. Nah, this is about my homeboy. I took my homeboy to his first strip club after a show one night, and the song was really a joke.
Alright.
From that situation, you know, so that's really what happened.
Alright, cool. Any plans on performing at Bet Spring Bling this year in Daytona in March?
I hope so. I'm not really going to try to force it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait. I'm going to just, if they don't pick me this year, they're going to have to pick me next year.
Alright.
Basically, I don't want to like, you gotta put me on, yeah, I'm this good, I've been doing this, blah, 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 I'm just, when it's in high demand, they're gonna have to do it.
Alright, cool. What are you planning on doing next? Are you going back to the studio for another album, or what?
Definitely, I'm always in the studio.
Alright.
All the time. Even when I'm on the road, I got a studio that I take on my tour bus.
Yeah. Alright, will we be able to hear you on any upcoming tracks from other artists?
You can hear me on Charlie Wilson's album.
Right.
Trillville, 3LW, Britney Spears, Nick Lachey, Joe. A lot of stuff coming up.
Alright, cool. Who would you like to work with in the future?
We'll be here all day. There's a lot of people, like Busta Rhymes, Devin the Dude, Andre 3000, a whole lot of people. CeeLo.
Alright. You're on E-40's new album. How was the collaboration process with that?
That was good, because it was me, him, and Lil Jon.
Yeah.
That was a real good experience, just being in the studio with them.
Alright. How has your lifestyle changed since you got a record deal?
It hasn't really changed much, just a lot more money involved.
Alright. What's your ultimate career goal?
Be able to sit back and make money. Take care of my family.
Alright.
Ultimately.
Yeah. What other artists are you listening to at the moment, apart from yourself?
Really, just Chris Brown. That's who I'm mainly listening to right now.
Alright. I was just wondering if you've got any last words for the fans before.
Thanks for the support. Go cop the album.